Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews, and now, here is Larry.
Wow.
We got some sound and everything now.
If folks only knew the technical difficulties that we have.
Yeah.
You've punched a million buttons over there.
I know. Well, I'm still learning.
Well.
It's been a while. You know, I used to do this professionally, but that's been 20, maybe that's 30 years
that's
ago.
That's what your resume said.
Yeah. I think I need a raise.
Well, don't we all?
Like and subscribe, folks.
Please.
We get paid.
Please like and subscribe. Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. We've got a good one for you here. It's a topic that we're going to get into in just a moment. But before we do, Randy, talk about like and subscribe.
Yeah.
We have a person that commented on our last episode that we did on what do you call them? Squatters.
Our squatter special.
Our squatter special.
Right.
Okay, House of Flabs 300. I don't know who you are, but that's who.
It's a house.
It's a House of Flabs, and there's a whole lot of things you could write about that. Anyway, someone commented. It says, Arkansas laws favor the renter, not the property owner. It takes a court order to physically remove a person from the property who resists the verbal order. It costs time and money. Having worked for the sheriff's office enforcing these orders, people do outrageous things. Speaking of squatters, had to evict a woman from a property after the realtor noticed curtains on the windows and knew she had not sold the property. Lady moved herself and some others into the property. Get this. Under religious belief that God had given her permission to take over the home.
Lord have mercy.
God gets a blame for a lot of stuff, folks. She was removed and promptly moved herself back in and was removed a second time. I've seen it all.
Really?
Well, thanks for your comment. And folks, please like and subscribe our YouTube channel on Rumble. We've got video on Spotify and X, and we're on all the platforms. So add us into your library and be sure and like and subscribe. And, you know, if you'll just share it with your friends and family, tell them all about it. Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, we could have an onslaught of people following us before long at all. So if you're listening to this, do us a favor and just let us know, number one, and then number two, tell your friends and family, hey, go check out this show, and be sure and do that for us. You know, I've said before, my mechanic shared it with four of his friends, and they immediately signed up and started following
us. That'll work.
So just do that for us. Well, tonight's show is entitled The Perversion in America.
Well, okay.
That's pretty loaded,
yeah,
isn't it?
I know it. It's a lot. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, we'll start with this one. The end of an era. It's a sad day for traditional American values as the organization of the Boy Scouts of America, it says, succumbs to the pressures of political correctness and gender ideology. That organization was nearly bankrupt after a series of woke decisions, including changing its policies to allow gay leaders and allow girls to join. These decisions had a major impact on the organization's bottom line. Well, folks, as the old saying that we've said for a long time, go woke and go broke.
That's right.
So in May of 2024, the Boy Scouts of America announced that they would change their name from Boy Scouts of America to Scouting America.
Are you serious?
This went into effect February the 8th of 2025. It was on their 115th anniversary.
Wow.
Now, folks, I got to tell you, you know, there are only two genders. There's man and there's woman. I don't care what you slice and dice. I don't care what you say. There's only two. And you say, well, Larry, you act so emphatical about that. Well, let me tell you the reason why. Because Genesis 1 and 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now, folks, I got to tell you, it's not my word, but it's God's word.
Right.
And you may or may not believe in him, but I'm going to tell you one day you will stand before him.
You will.
And you will believe. And according to the scripture, every knee shall bow.
Right.
And you will, every tongue shall confess. You will confess and say, whoops, he is real.
Right.
So if you're listening to this podcast, it's not just our thoughts, it's his thoughts.
Right.
Male and female. Randy, what our problem is we've stopped teaching right from wrong, and we now have a generation that no longer can decide what reality really is.
I know.
I mean, we really do.
We're in a mess.
We're in a mess, and you know...
It used to not be this way.
No, no. And we're going to share tonight on this podcast, we're going to share with you some real perversion that's going on. But here's a line that came to me probably coming back from Texas yesterday.
Okay.
God creates perfection, and Satan creates perversion and confusion.
Yeah.
All right?
Sure.
So if you want to see some perversion and confusion, Randy, let's take a look at video one that we've got for our folks. And take a look at that, those of you that are on video. Take a look at it, and those that are on podcast, just listen to this.
Yeah, okay, let's see if we can get it to work now.
All right.
We're going to try it here.
I came out to my mom at age 4 as a girl. And
what did you say?
I said, I think God made a mistake and put a boy into, or a girl into a boy's body. And, you know, she said, God doesn't make mistakes. But, you know, a number of years later, we made it to where we needed to be. But I want them to know that we are not monsters. We are not trying to do anything but just get by and to live authentically. And I think anyone should, you know, try to support someone who is just trying their best and wants to be the best version of themselves. And for me, that is absolutely my womanhood. And no matter what my passport or the administration says, I am a woman, and I feel really proud of it. And it's something that I'm still learning and growing every day in.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you this much. It really doesn't matter what the present administration says. It really depends on what God's word says.
Yeah.
God said that he made you. And now, I will say this. He said one thing that was correct, and I'm sure you caught it. God doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
Now, Randy, at age four, she said, I came to my mom and said, I think God made a mistake. What were you doing at age 4?
If memory recalls.
Yeah, you ain't got one that far.
It doesn't go back that far.
At age 4, I have no earthly idea what I was thinking, what I was doing. And there's a person right there that a parent should have jumped up and said, we need to get you into counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person right there needs professional counseling. And while I go completely against the grain of society, I understand everything that I'm saying, it's probably a hate crime to a whole lot of people.
Right.
But I'm telling you, God made man, he made woman, and I don't care what you say or think, God doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
Here's what I will say. We have made celebrity status out of perversion. Let me say that one more time, because some of you might have missed it. We have made celebrity status out of perversion. Mm-hmm. This is a perverted mind. Mm-hmm. This is a mind that has been corrupted so deeply, and yet they need help. But we have begun in our society to make celebrities out of these people and put them on national news, put them on the air, and let them plead their case. And you're going to find out this is really happening across our land.
I know. But, you know, I think, though, that it's just a slim portion of this society that is this way. But it has been blown up with the corrupt media and everything else that has exploited this. I don't think that there's that many that are thinking this way. I'm thinking that it's not as big as we think it is. It's just that with the media the way it is and the way things are, it's just been exploited that to you know how it's been exploited to.
And I can agree with you because I think national statistics show us that gay, lesbian, queer, whatever in that category is less than 5%.
Right.
I think it's really down around 3%.
Right.
For those that are transgenders, it's less than 2%, mm-hmm. according to national statistics.
Right.
So I agree with you, but we have had a government shoving this stuff at us.
Exactly.
Okay.
I agree with that for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's go over to video two. You got that ready for us?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's take a look at
video one played. All right. Let's see if we get video two to play.
Give it a shot.
I will never not be impressed by how unintelligent and out of touch with reality the women of the View are.
When you come in and you say, oh, you know, these are men, you know,
competing against women,
you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything yourself. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
The level of commitment to idiocy is actually remarkable. Let me help you here, Whoopi. This issue matters because women matter, because reality matters. These are the same people who at one point screamed and screeched, follow the science. Doesn't seem like Whoopi Goldberg is following the science now. Also, literally no one thinks that men shouldn't be playing in women's sports because women are weak. It is not misogynistic to point out that mediocre men can beat exceptional women. The inverse of that is not true. Take the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, for example. And if that wasn't enough, watch Whoopi Goldberg blaspheme the Lord.
God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
And the challenge is not to the trans people, it's to the people who are not trans. That's what God is looking to see, how you treat people.
Yeah.
I feel like this goes without saying, but God does not pick and choose who he will judge on Judgment Day. Although Whoopi did get one thing right. God does not make mistakes. Therefore, he does not put people in the wrong body.
Now, folks, that's right. Riley Gaines. And, you know, she was the swimmer that the guy got in,
right.
The boy got in and beat her out of the champions, mm-hmm. The championship. If you haven't listened to the podcast that I mentioned a couple of podcasts ago, you need to go and pay close attention to that because it really is. It was Charlie Kirk and Riley Gaines was on there as a guest, and they were talking about this. And if I'm not mistaken, there was over 900 medals and championships that were stolen from American girls in all of
these.
I
wouldn't doubt it.
I'm sure the count's well over 1,000 mm-hmm. now because they keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would also say to you. I don't know if you ran across this, but I did as a matter of fact. Is that Doge uncovered that Whoopi Goldberg has received $6 million just awarded to her to promote diversity on The View.
Right, right. I heard that, and there was a lot of other things I heard, too, there in undercover. And
unbelievable.
I'm glad we got them.
$6 million. Now, Randy, why is it that our tax dollars are being paid to a two-bit clown right. on a two-bit TV show? Okay. Why is our tax dollars doing that?
That's ABC for you. That's
unreal. And so if she's getting that, okay,
uh-huh.
What do you think ABC in general,
there you go.
Overall, the corporation is getting?
Hey, Doge is following the money.
Absolutely, and they're uncovering it. So my whole thought is that our tax dollars are promoting this DEI stuff,
right.
And our politicians are paying with our tax dollars for this corruption and this perversion, this agenda that they've got. They're promoting it with our tax dollars.
Of course they are.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, folks, let's go to a break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk some more about this.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Well, right before break, we figured out that Whoopi Goldberg, you know, the thing of it is they're promoting all this garbage, this perversion, and paying millions of dollars of our tax dollars. Mm-hmm. But here's really, Randy, where, you know, this is a topic that I'm sure you hold as dear to your heart as mine, because we have children and we have grandchildren.
Right.
And this is the kind of stuff, this is the America that our grandchild, your grandson, mm-hmm. my grandson, is mm-hmm. going to grow up in.
Right.
And this just is not correct. Here's what I would say. The American family has been under attack for years. We have seen the American family, traditional American family, it has been eroded for years. Mm-hmm. And yet we have stood back and not said anything. Why our pastors aren't standing up in the pulpits and screaming bloody murder and preaching against this stuff, I have no earthly right. idea.
Right.
I don't even know what the church is for anymore. They can't preach against anything, because God forbid we're going to have some little somebody get their feelings hurt
and leave.
Okay. Well, pastors, preachers, I think it's time that you start stepping on some toes and preaching against some things again, because you've got generations of people and children that have come up. They don't know right from wrong. And I'm pretty sure it's because the church has not done their job. Well, I'll get off of that, but 80% of Americans don't support men in sports, yet 100% of the Democrat senators do. And, you know, there was a poll that was taken, Republican versus Democrats. 80% of Americans said, we don't want men in sports. Mm-hmm. And yet, the Republican versus Democrat vote, when they voted, and if I'm not mistaken, it was the same day as President Trump's address to the nation, they voted on the protection of the Women's and Girls Act in sports. Mm-hmm. Okay? Republicans voted 219 yes and zero no.
Right.
Democrats' okay. vote was zero yes
right.
and 203 nays
right.
or noes.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. You can't show up in a pink dress and scream for women's rights, and then it's all a lie.
You can't get any more black and white than what it is right now.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And if you can't figure out if you want to be on black or white, good or bad, which way you want?
You know,
take your choice.
I'm with you.
Take
I'm
your
with you.
Choice.
I am with you. You know, liberals aren't supporting women's rights. They support liberal women's rights.
Right.
Now, if you're a conservative like Riley Gaines, there's no way that they're going to support you and your thoughts.
No.
But they'll take a man dressed up like a woman and call her a woman and say she has all the rights in the world.
That's the way it is.
Because they're pushing their perverted agenda and their perverted cause.
Right. I know it.
You're looking at me.
I can't wait until it changes. They're trying. It's well, trying.
You know,
change is coming.
I hope so.
Change is coming.
You know, but can I tell you, we keep talking about change, and I know that Trump's only been in office for a month.
Just a month or two.
You know.
He's making changes.
He's making changes.
You just want it all to be changed like that.
Well, that'd be nice, but I'll be patient.
You wanted to change before he was in.
But, you know, these governors and these mayors that are fighting against him and breaking these DEI rules.
You got that right.
I'm ready for some cuffs to come out. Hey,
you know, everybody's seeing all this. Where are the chains? Where are the subpoenas, and where are the arrests, and where is all this? It happened months ago with us. Why can't it happen with them?
Okay,
we hear all the talk, but we don't see any action. It's,
okay, Randy,
I want to see it.
Let's date ourselves. If you will remember Jim Baker with the PTL Club,
yes,
when he had his fall,
right?
Do you remember how they took him out of that office? They had him in handcuffs.
Sure did.
And they had him in ankle chains, right, in chains. Shackles.
He was like a little baby.
Had him like a little baby, that's whipped, right, down and pulled him out.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Okay. Now, some of you are so young that you're watching or listening to this podcast and you're going, who's Jim Baker, yeah, and right, who is PTL?
Right.
Well, those of you that are old enough to remember, you flash back in your mind and you get that picture. And even if you have to Google it, go Google it, because I'm confident it's out there on Google, yeah, or YouTube somewhere. You can see how they used to treat him. But yet all these liberals, they can do whatever they want and get by with whatever they want. And I think that there's more Americans that line up with me saying, hey, isn't it time that some people get put in shackles and chains and taken to court?
I'm waiting. I know it. I'm waiting.
I tell you what, the next speeding ticket I get, I'm gonna tell the judge, okay, hey, you know what? I don't want to pay for this. Just track, you know, Hillary Clinton's got by with all the crap that she's done for years. Send that over to her file. Keep it in her file.
Yeah. Just don't tell the cop that.
I might. Okay, here's a story. It comes from Maine. Here's a boy that's dominating the win in girls' pole vault championship. Now, it shows him as a boy competing. He couldn't do any good there.
No, so he changed.
So he flipped over to the girl side, grew his hair out, and he's...
Put on makeup.
Maine Governor Janet Mills defies President Trump over his perfectly constitutional order banning men from girls' sports. Just because. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the same guy that about a month or two ago, Charlie Cook did a podcast. I was listening to it. He came in first place on this girls thing,
yeah,
but at the same height and everything, he would have come in something like 10th place, uh-huh, if I'm not mistaken, right, in the boys' side.
Probably.
Well, if you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen. And then here's a report that I got, Randy, from the Trump administration pauses $175 million in funding to University of Penn over trans athletic policy. University of Pennsylvania, they're still allowing transgenders into the women's athletes, athletics. And because of their policy, and they're forcing women to compete with men in these sports. I mean, these championships, these medals are being stolen from our girls.
Right.
Think about it, folks. How would you like for your little girl to grow up and work and train for hours, for days, for months, for years, trying to get that gold medal?
That's right.
You know, I visited out in Colorado at the place where our athletes that go to the Olympics train.
Yeah.
And I have to flash back and think of that, Randy. Those girls, those boys, they go out there and they train for years. They give up part of their life. They give up part of their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It completely changes because they're dedicated their lives to grow after that gold medal. That's what they all have focus on. And yet, because of DEI, we allow some boy to come along and at the last minute enter the race.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's a mess. But change is coming, Larry.
Okay.
Change is coming.
I'm going to hang in there with you. Well, let's take a look at video 3. And let's see what you think of that.
All right, let's see if we can get it to come up.
Listen here.
Kids over 13 have the complete right to make their own decisions about their mental health care. Parents don't have a right to have notice They don't have a right to have consent about that.
Is that really what they think?
Young women have, if they're old enough to get pregnant, they're old enough to make their own decisions about what happens with their bodies.
Good. Okay, great.
And parents do not have the right to change that or make a different decision or be notified in advance.
Now, there's your daily dose of liberal crazy.
Really?
That's exactly how liberals think. Let me use this verbiage. Parental rights have been raped.
Yep.
From parents.
Sure have.
I mean, they've been raped from parents. That's because liberals think that they're smarter than you are. Liberals look down their nose all the time at you and I because they feel superior. They feel like that they're smarter than us. They want to control our lives because we're the idiots and they're the ones that want to tell us how to live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't take a village to raise a kid.
No.
Flashback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. That's in her book. It doesn't take a village to raise a kid. What it takes is sane parents. Parents that love and care for a child. Let me tell you something. I told my son-in-law one time, I said, all you have to do is overwhelm your son with love.
Sure.
Randy, I got to tell you, I bet my kids got sick and tired of hearing their dad say a million times a day.
Oh, I heard you.
I sure love you.
I know, I heard you.
I love you. They can never come back to me and say, wow, Dad, you never said that you love me.
Right.
They heard it a million times a day. Mm-hmm. James, I'll say, James Kal-El Dillon, I know you love me.
Mm-hmm.
He knows.
Right.
Because we'll be driving down the road and I'll say, James Kal-El Dillon, he'll go, what? I love you.
Yeah.
I'll whisper it. Now he's gotten to the point, he goes, you love me.
Now you don't even have to say his name.
Yeah, no. Huh? And I love you. Overwhelm those children with that kind of love, and they're going to grow up and be perfectly fine.
Right.
If they have sane parents, that's what it is. But this liberal movement is all about destroying the traditional American family. Mm-hmm. Because, Randy, here's what I'll tell you. If they can take down the family, they can take down the country.
Yep.
Now, here's a line that I found that on social media. New Jersey hospitals ask parents to identify newborns' sexual orientation.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
I guess that the nurse and the doctor are so stupid, they can't see what the child really is.
Gotcha.
Now, this is the liberals' way of getting around, because President Trump said whatever your natural, born, assigned gender is, that's what you have to go by.
Right.
This is a loophole that New Jersey hospitals are trying to get around, because if you, as an insane new parent, have a boy that there, meaning right. You got a wiener between your legs.
Right.
Okay. If you got a penis, you're a boy. If you ain't got one, you're a girl. It's pretty simple.
It should be.
Don't you think?
It should be.
They're
either
now,
that, or they could do the blood tests and the X and the Y. I'm no doctor, but
right?
The X and the Y chromosome,
well,
isn't it in there?
I would think so.
It should line up.
But I think if you go peel back a diaper, you don't have to take a blood test.
Well, yeah,
there it is. So now they're asking the parent, what do you want to assign this child for?
Oh,
now, folks,
gosh.
That's insanity. That's perversion. I don't care how you slice it. That's perversion.
It is. Isn't that crazy?
That's the America that we're living in right now. Well, folks, we've got something. And don't run away, because I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this next segment. We're going to go to commercial break, but I want you to come back, and then we're going to show you a video, and we're going to talk about something that will absolutely make your stomachs churn.
Mm.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Well, welcome back, folks. How sick America has become. Well, watch this video.
Okay.
It's only 10 seconds.
Is it really? Okay, let's see if we can get to it here. Oh, my.
I snuck that one in on you. I told you to preview these.
I didn't preview them.
I know you
Larry,
didn't.
I was busy all day.
Oh, don't give me that, boy.
I did not preview that.
Now, those of you that are non-video listeners to the podcast, let me explain to you what we just watched and what those of you that have video did watch. And it kind of leaves you speechless. It's two queer guys that is holding up a pregnancy test that says pregnant, okay? And what's really sad is there are really people, including some of our politicians, that really believe that men can get pregnant.
Yeah. Seemed like we talked about this one time.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're talking about it again.
No, it seemed like we did. I can't remember what it was.
But I guess I'm just hung up
I
on
just,
it.
I guess it's just when a man goes to have a baby, it's just one big scream.
I do remember that. I do remember that line. Okay. You know, even our politicians. Now, let me give you an example. Tampon Tim. Now, Tampon Tim thinks that boys can have menstrual cycles. And the Democrats ran him for VP. Okay? Well, I bet you that he also thinks that boys can get pregnant.
Probably.
And the way he acts sometimes, I think he might be one of them. I've never seen anybody that looks so weird in my life. He's just a weird duck.
He was. Okay. Well, they both were two peas in a pod.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, folks, on an extremely serious note, I want to go to Deerfield, Illinois. Now, let me set this up for you. This actually is a six-minute video, okay?
All right.
So I want you to listen or I want you to watch because there's a lot of details in this. But in Deerfield, Illinois, this is where 13-year-old girls are being forced to share a bathroom and a locker room with a transgender boy.
Good grief.
6 minutes. I know it's a long video, but folks, you've got to see this, okay? Okay. Go ahead and roll it.
Hello, my name is Nicole Georges, and I'm here to demand that the locker rooms and bathrooms at District 109 be designated as biological male and biological female, as there already is a gender-neutral option. The girls want their locker rooms and bathrooms back. They want their privacy back. This is why I'm here tonight. My 13-year-old daughter's well-being and mental health and privacy is at stake. This nightmare began on February 5th when my daughter was using the girls' bathroom and was stunned that a biological male student was using it as well. She came home frightened and was extremely upset. I asked her to talk with her teachers and find out more information. She was told by the administration that a student can use the bathroom as well as a female locker room because they now identify as female. I was sent an email to the teachers involved and received a call from Principal Wegley. He verbally reiterated that under Joanna Ford's direction and their legal counsel that the student could use both the locker room and bathroom. I expressed that the school was in clear violation of federal policy. The Trump administration issued an executive order restricting biological males from participating in sports and accessing female locker rooms. That day, I filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of my daughter with the Department of Justice. It has now been referred to the Department of Education. A federal complaint has been filed with the district to protect the students. The situation went from bad to worse. A few days later, the male student was present in the girls' locker room. Feeling violated, the girls made the choice to not change into their PE clothes with a biological male student present. The next day, Assistant Principal Kathy Vantrese pulled the girls into their office questioning them. The same day, Assistant Superintendent Joanna Ford, Kathy Vantrese, and multiple teachers all came into the girls' locker room, making them change into uniform. This went on all week with the addition of Ginger Laugerman. My daughter refused to take part in having her privacy being violated. How dare they? She ran out and called for me for help. Principal Wegley was offering my daughter a new PE class. The answer was no. She is not changing for the remainder of the year, and she is not changing into another class. The girls just want their privacy, and they want their locker room back. There are gender-neutral options. This is my daughter's story and the story of many other young girls who have been forced at the difficult age to do something they know and most adults know is wrong. Do the right thing, Deerfield, and give these girls their locker room and bathrooms back. Allowing biological males to access girls' locker rooms sets a dangerous precedent that erodes the very foundation of female privacy and safety. By making this decision, the school board is not only disregarding the concerns of young female students and making their families, but also establishing a legal and policy framework that will make it increasingly difficult to protect the integrity of female-only spaces in the future.
Thank you.
Keep it rolling.
Becky.
We'll call our next participant, Charles
Friedman. Excuse me.
Just when the fireworks happen.
Be respectful of everything.
Here comes the rebuttal.
Yes. Thank you. I am happy to go after that one. Thank you, school board. From what I've heard, y'all are following the law, which is fantastic. My name is Charlie Friedman. My pronouns are they, he. I am a trans person. I am the parent of a trans middle schooler. I am also the director of operations for Trans Up Front. It's a nonprofit organization fighting for trans rights. We partner with over 30 major organizations, including the ACLU, Lambda Legal, HRC, et cetera. We have a protest coming up for trans rights on March 30th, 1 p.m., Federal Plaza. We have and I would like to take a moment to talk about Illinois. We're all very lucky to live in a state that protects everyone here. Specific to today, Executive Order 2019-11, which my kid was standing next to Pritzker when he signed, yes, an executive order from the governor. And in that order, it's called Strengthening Our Commitment to Affirming Inclusive Schools, which protects trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming students from the type of bullying that this parent represents. Also, under the Illinois Human Rights Act, Section 3B-1, the use of restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms may not be restricted based on a student's physical anatomy or chromosomal sex. A student must be permitted to access restrooms or bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms that align with their gender-related identity and without having to provide documentation or other proof of gender. Under this act, and it is stated, the discomfort or privacy concerns of other students, teachers, or parents are not valid reasons to deny or limit the full and equal use of those facilities based on a student's gender-related identity. Instead, any student, teacher, or other individual seeking more privacy should be accommodated by providing that individual with a more private option upon their request. Sounds like that would be a great option in this case for your kids.
Excuse me.
So the whole audience is that direction.
Excuse me. This is his time to talk, right?
So. Thank you. If needed, we'd be happy to dig in, to contact our coalition, to make sure that the board is supported in doing the right thing for the right reasons and following Illinois state law. If you need my assistance, please do reach out. It's transupfrontil.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, folks. Randy, can you believe that?
No.
Is your stomach kind of churning?
Yeah.
You're not ready for dinner right now, are you?
No.
Now, folks, why can't our children just be children? I got to tell you, Randy, when I was age 13, I was out playing. My mother called me in for dinner, a home-cooked meal, believe it or not, where we all sat around the dining room table, the kitchen table, actually, and ate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I scarfed it down. We didn't have a bunch of screens. We didn't have a TV that was playing. It was old-fashioned, sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
and I ate, and if I started eating too fast, she'd tell me, slow down.
Right.
Then I would get up. I'd say, Mom, can I leave? Yep. I'd literally run out the door to go back outside and play with my friends.
Right.
At age 13, I got to be honest with you. You know, it's like that one guy that said he's a woman at the very beginning of the show. At age 4, I'm pretty sure I was standing up in my crib looking out and going, I like girls.
You probably were, Larry.
What happened to the innocence of our children? Our children can't even be innocent anymore because of the way society treats them.
Yeah. Well, Larry, if you remember several shows ago, we talked about something. I don't know if it got into that, but we talked about the school system. And we were talking about it's time, you know, for you to get involved. And one way you can do that is to run for school board.
Yes.
See, because if we could change, and a lot of people are, they're running for, they know they can't run for governor or lieutenant governor or anything like that, but they can run for school board.
Yes.
And if they can change the school board, because a lot, you know, a lot of the school boards are thinking if they mess up here, they're going to lose federal funding. And now I think it's getting ready to be the other way. If you don't do it right, then you're going to lose your federal funding. That's
absolutely
the way it needs to be.
That's right.
But the whole thing is to get rid of some of this stuff, is to get the school boards back, and the regular people can run for school. You can run for your school board.
Why is it that the federal government has to send in millions of our tax dollars to these universities, to these schools, to states, to cities? Why can't they learn to live within a budget and do their own thing?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is if you remember back in a couple of other shows, we had what would you do if he was president?
Yeah.
And Blake sat right here.
Yeah.
And he said, I would get rid of the Department of Education.
And we both agreed
and
with
him. And we said, yeah, well, that sounds
in
good.
A heartbeat.
That sounds good. Little did we know.
Yeah.
Little did we know what's happening.
Yeah. Well, Randy, I think what you're actually saying is we're right about a whole lot of stuff.
Well, I guess you could say that. I mean, you know.
Well, I am saying
I think
if you want to go back and listen, this is, show 34.
Right.
If you want to go back and listen to all the others, and I actually have,
yeah.
I've reviewed and watched what we're doing.
Right.
We've got some pretty good shows out there that's got lots of wisdom and knowledge in it.
Yeah, it does.
Now, it might have a little bit of my temperament mixed in with it, you know, but I got to tell you, we're shooting pretty good and straight.
I think so.
Here's what I will tell you. Our children's minds have been corrupted and perverted by the insanity of our society and our government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it certainly doesn't help that our churches won't take these children and do something with them. We've lost several generations of kids that even went to church. They come out, they have no earthly idea that homosexuality is a sin. They have no idea what's going on with society. They don't know right from wrong because we're not preaching it in our churches.
Well, that's part of it too.
And folks, if you want to disagree with me, send me an email. I'll be more than happy. Matter of fact, just contact us and I'll put you on the air and we'll debate it face to face.
Yeah.
I don't care what state you're in. We'll throw you up there. I don't care if you want to rant and rave against me. I'll rant and rave against you. Pastors, if you don't like what I'm saying, get up and preach something for a change. Get up and preach against something for a change. I will tell you this. Once the collapse of the American family, so goes the country.
Yeah.
If you take down the traditional American family, you will take down this country.
Yeah, you're right. You're preaching to the choir.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I know it.
Now, did you notice on this video, okay? Now, I did you notice that about halfway through it, the lady that walked up behind the speaker,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, the mom who was advocating that this was wrong.
Right.
She moved into the video and has a sign to where it can be seen by everyone, says trans people are not a threat. Transphobia is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was there, folks. Yeah. Go back and listen, or go back and hit rewind if you want to. You can see that they clearly moved in there. Also, you know, they talk about bullying. Bullying in America anymore is really standing up for morals, standing up for your rights. Mm-hmm. Because anytime that we want to stand up for our moral values,
we get knocked down.
Absolutely. Because it's labeled bullying. And yet the mother was only saying, my 13-year-old daughter wants her privacy back.
That's all she wants.
How old is Luke, your grandson? About,
he's three and a half.
Is he really? I thought he was about two. Okay. No. Nope. 3.5. My grandson's 10, and they've got a big like jacuzzi tub in their bathroom, and he fills it up and he goes in there. And one of his favorite things is, you know, every now and then for Pawpaw to just come in and stand around the bathroom, and I mean they got a big bathroom in their master suite, and stand around and we'll talk.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it happened just here this last weekend. Mm-hmm. He said, Papa, come in here. I want to talk to you about something. Okay. So I quit watching TV. I was in the family room, went in there, and I stood. Uh-huh. But there's also times that James, my grandson, will say, hey, Papa, I need my privacy.
Right.
I'm like, okay, dude, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And at age 10, he's getting ready to turn 11 in May. Hey, I'm giving him more and more privacy. I don't want to be in there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I'm standing there and I'm talking to him. What happened to the innocence of our children? Why can't they just simply remain children and grow up in an innocent fashion? Can you imagine what stress a 13-year-old girl has by being held hostage?
Mm-hmm.
That has to use a restroom and a locker room particularly?
Right.
Now, I got to tell you. You know, when I was younger, if they'd have said, hey, Larry, you can go in there and walk around the girls' locker room.
Let's go.
Don't lie, Randy. You'd have been right on my heels. In fact, you'd have probably pushed me out of the way.
They wouldn't have let us in there.
No.
No way.
No. They sure wouldn't have. Hey, put up the picture of the three administrators. Now, this is just a picture of the three administrators in Deerfield, Illinois. Now, this is Deerfield Middle School administrators. One of them is Johanna Ford. She's the assistant superintendent. Kathy Van Trees is the assistant principal. And Ginger Logaman is the director for student services.
All right.
Now, folks, these are the three administrators that barricaded the girls in the locker room. Now, this is after the girls had expressed their discomfort with undressing in front of a boy.
Yeah.
Now, ladies, I want you to think back with me when you were age 13. At age 13, you girls, you were beginning to develop. Your bodies were changing. You had been taught right from wrong. You had been told you don't undress and dress in front of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you were just raised by wolves, you know right from wrong. And yet, these three girls were barricaded. What I'm going to say is these little girls were held hostage by these three perverts.
Mm.
These are not school administrators. These are child abusers. This is perversion right here.
Yeah.
I guarantee you neither one of those three have a little 13-year-old girl.
Of course not.
Go check it out because I don't know, but I'll throw $100 bet at it.
Yeah.
That's perversion. I think that they should be charged with child endangerment, with kidnapping, with pornography, and any other charges that we can dream up. These three people, I won't call them women, I'll call them these three perverts, I think should be brought up on sexual abuse and I'm getting too fired up here. I think that they ought to be brought up on all kind of charges, Randy.
Yeah.
You think about it. If you had a 13-year-old granddaughter.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I had two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'll tell you. That pervert that got up there and said that his pronouns was he and they. Well, Charlie, my pronoun is pissed off pawpaw. You need to understand that. I hope that somebody will have you listen or show you this show, right? Because this is one pissed off pawpaw.
Right.
To think that in America you can have administrators that will hold 13-year-old girls hostage.
How did they get away with it?
Well, they all got fired.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, if they didn't get fired, they should be. But folks, this is something that you need to check into if you're in that state, if you're in that city. You know what? If I have two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, my dad, my grandpa, they were raised, they were raised old-fashioned.
Right.
Just going to tell you that. But here's what I can tell you. My dad would have went to that school.
Oh, yeah.
He would have opened up a 5-gallon drum of whoop ass.
I know what, yeah.
And somebody.
I know what that is.
And folks, I don't use this kind of language, but I'll just do it anyway. I think that somebody would have got their ass beat right
sure
in the ground.
Sure they would have. Uh-huh.
And some mama needs to go and find one of those three. Hey, if our Democrats can say go burn Teslas to the ground,
right?
Then us Republicans can say, why don't you go and find those three and beat their ass?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll be as wild and as crazy as these liberal communists that's out here.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my turn, Randy. Give me my chance.
They ain't going to do it, Larry.
They should. Well, here's what I'll tell you. Perversion is running rampant. Your children are not safe. You can forget all about stranger danger. Forget all about it. Because here's what I'll tell you, and counselors, they will agree with me. Counselors will tell you it's not the stranger that you have to worry so much with.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that you know. Here is a locker room full of little 13-year-old girls. They knew no different than what to do.
Right.
Because they've got three teachers, a superintendent, a principal telling them these things to stay here and to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened for days until finally one of them went home and said, Mommy, I don't like this.
Right.
Hey, folks, you need to teach your children to go home and let you know a whole lot sooner than this.
Yeah.
But here, we'll close the show with this. If this show has done nothing else, it has accomplished two things, Randy. Number one, is to uncover or at least shed some light on how perversion right. is in America.
Right.
Number one. Number two, I think that we've made a great case for homeschooling.
Yeah, sure have.
And here's what I'll tell you. If I had a kid these days, homeschooling is exactly where I'd be headed.
Yeah.
Folks, please tell your family and friends about this show. Tell them, go start with this one. If you can stomach this one, you can stomach a whole lot of them.
Yeah, really.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week.